It seems like there's a Walgreens on every street corner in busy communities. Well, that is about to change. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 7th day of August. Thanks for clicking through. The Disney Company reported bleak third quarter results ahead of its Disney Plus rollout. So where is the U.S.-China trade war headed? We've got some thoughts on that. Did you hear about the McDonald's drink cup and the reaction in Japan? NPR is to cut jobs in a restructuring effort. The National Rifle Association and a $5 million mansion has made the news. Those stories and more coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, yesterday, Walgreens said they would close 200 stores in the United States. This move is similar to the June announcement the Deerfield, Illinois-based company made, saying they were closing 200 stores in the United Kingdom. The store closures are part of a cost-cutting effort aimed at financial losses related to generic drug prices. The store closings are expected to deliver cost savings in excess of $1.5 billion. Meanwhile, in a related retail story, this morning we learned that CVS Health will slow the pace of its annual store expansion by opening up about a third of the locations it usually does and even fewer next year. The drugstore chain normally opens about 300 stores every year, but CVS said today it will open about 100 stores and next year about 50. The company said it will focus its efforts on remodeling stores into health hubs. Those are stores that include more health services like blood testing and selling more health products like sleep apnea masks. Disney's reported third quarter results that missed expectations, and the reasons given are the mounting costs of creating content and its streaming platform Disney Plus that's set to roll out later this year. Yesterday, shares of Disney fell by nearly 5% on the news. During the earnings call, Disney said the company will offer a bundle of its ESPN Plus, Disney Plus, and ad-supported Hulu platforms for $12.99 a month. Previously, the company said its Disney Plus platform standalone would come in at $6.99 a month. Well, as the trade war between the United States and China accelerates, one has to wonder if this will continue and become a long, protracted affair. And all signs point to yes. The reality is that Chinese President Xi Jinping can at this time ill afford to make concessions to the United States. Why? Well, with trouble in Hong Kong, a falling GDP, and the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China looming, Mr. Xi will do all he can to promote a strong image of his nation and his leadership. And that strong image does not work well with concessions to the United States. China has been careful in making sure it's not the nation that escalates the trade war and has waited for the U.S. to impose tariffs before they retaliate. Beijing believes that it can wait out the tariffs to damage the U.S. economy, and that will force President Trump to the table, who will then offer concessions on behalf of the United States. And with a new 10% tariff being put in place on $300 billion worth of Chinese imports set to take effect in September, China may be onto something. Those new tariffs will impact items like clothing, electronics, furniture, and an increasing swath of consumer goods that, in the end, U.S. consumers will pay a steeper price for. Already, many in the agricultural states are suffering not only low commodity prices, but also higher input costs and a loss of market sales to China. That has forced the Trump administration to offer billions of dollars in farm aid to farmers across the United States. Well, here's a story you won't find just anywhere. There's a big brouhaha in Japan over a McDonald's drink cup that has social media there buzzing. Seems some cup designs for its McFizz sparkling drinks products have been identified as being somewhat well, sexually suggestive. The designs depict a boy on one side of the clear cup and a girl on the other. Reports out of Japan say that when the colorful beverage is finished, it can look as if the boy on one side of the cup and the girl on the other side are sharing a kiss on the lips. However, when the cups are tilted slightly, things get apparently frisky in a real hurry. McDonald's has yet to comment on the designs. Okay, I'll let it be known. I'm a big fan of National Public Radio. I find it thoughtful and refreshing. And that's why when I saw this story, I thought it worth sharing. Late yesterday, NPR announced it was cutting 10 newsroom jobs while it adds positions in other areas. The news came from Senior Vice President of News and Editorial Director Nancy Barnes. In a note to NPR staff, Barnes wrote that the changes are not about saving money, but to realign staff to place greater coverage to things like Morning Edition and All Things Considered, as well as to allow more funds to cover opioid addiction, climate change, and pharmaceuticals. Barnes joined NPR late last year and has said that she wants to find ways to fund her editorial priorities. Speaking of radio, Saga Communications, that's the owner of the Des Moines Radio Group, has announced its revenue in the second quarter decreased by $1.2 million. The loss is being blamed on a lack of political revenue. Saga CEO Ed Christensen said that despite the fact it was another flat quarter with decent margins and profits, it was still not thrilling. In the second quarter, Saga took in $195,000 in political revenue, down from $510,000 last year. Well, in light of some recent issues, the NRA, the National Rifle Association, is back in the spotlight, and in this case, one it would rather not be in. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that National Rifle Association Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre was in discussions to have the group's then-outside advertising agency help him buy a Dallas mansion last year for more than $5 million. But the deal fell through, according to people familiar with the matter. The aborted house deal and conflicting explanations for why it fell apart are coming up as the New York Attorney General's office is probing the NRA, including Mr. LaPierre's dealings with the ad agency. Now, the ad agency is called Ackerman and McQueen, and they recently turned over information about the complicated house purchase to the AG's office. The discussions about the house purchase occurred early last year, shortly after the mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. Mr. LaPierre was concerned about his security and was interested in another residence beside his publicly known address in Northern Virginia. According to people who are familiar with the story, Mr. LaPierre and his wife Susan twice visited the mansion in an exclusive golf community outside of Dallas. LaPierre's were interested enough to have the NRA cut a $70,000 check to Ackerman as earnest money for a completed offer. It was Mr. McQueen, a partner in the ad agency, who pulled the plug on the arrangement after learning more about the deal that included the fact that Mr. LaPierre wanted a membership at the exclusive golf club adjacent to the mansion. That made him doubt that security was the real aim. Ackerman McQueen then returned the $70,000. Mr. McQueen died last month at age 74. The NRA's board already was simmering with internal discontent about earlier revelations of expenses that Ackerman picked up for the NRA chief. According to leaked letters from Ackerman McQueen to the NRA, Mr. LaPierre charged more than $540,000 to the ad firm for clothing from a Beverly Hills, California shop and for travel to Italy, Hungary, and the Bahamas and other locales, some of it by private jet. Mr. LaPierre and the NRA have said the travel and wardrobe costs were justified for NRA business reasons. The NRA reimbursed the ad firm for the travel costs, but not for the clothing. Now both the NRA and the Ackerman McQueen ad agency are in court after severing their nearly 30-year relationship. Wow, did you get all that? Meanwhile, back to business. Today, FedEx confirmed it will terminate its contract with Amazon for small package ground deliveries as the online retailer focuses on building out its own delivery network. The move by the U.S. package delivery company comes 2 months after it decided not to renew its contract with Amazon for U.S. cargo delivery through its plane-based express service. Amazon has been expanding its own delivery network of planes, trucks, and vans and is seen as posing a potential long-term challenge to FedEx and rival UPS, both of which have long counted the e-commerce company as a customer. Analysts have said that Amazon has secured a better rate with UPS for package deliveries on planes, so it makes little sense for the company to partner with FedEx. And finally, there is this. It is August, for which many Europeans, that means taking almost the entire month off. So, why is it difficult to get Americans to take even the little vacation time they receive? Well, a recent piece in The Economist states workers in the U.S. are doing it all wrong by taking short holidays, which can add even more stress, or taking no vacation at all. Instead, it's important for employees to recharge their batteries for lengthier periods. According to the report, it's beneficial for companies to have a predictable holiday month during which junior employees can head to the beach and managers can take stock of things. I'm all in. How about you? Hang in there with us. There's more to come on this edition of the Business News Hour.